Welbeck!
Sports Minister Olivia Babs-Grange is no stranger to the sporting arena, having previously served as minister from 2007 to 2011. Today we hear from the minister about her plans to further advance Jamaica's already successful sports industry. We caught up with the sports minister recently, who spoke of her plans to develop a mobile wellness center for young athletes.
I feel that there is a need for a facility like that, just like they have a mobile cancer unit. I want this unit to be specifically geared to serving our young athletes.
The vision for the mobile wellness center is for it to be fully equipped with the latest technology.
State-of-the-art equipment. And it would go into the nook and crannies of Jamaica. Go to the schools, go to the high schools in particular, some primary schools, because at the primary school level, we have sports programs.
Minister Grange says while she does not have a specific date, this unit will be developed in the short term.
Time. Tyson Gay right alongside Usain Bolt, but here
the minister says she will ensure that athletes are holistically developed from an early age so that they understand the business aspect of sport.
It's not only about their physical training, but also has to do with their education, what they understand about nutrition. They understand as they get older and they get to the high school level and they're moving into becoming elite athletes, that they understand the business of sport.
This understanding will enable athletes to maintain a balanced diet and reduce their chances of becoming injury-prone as much as possible. Working closely with schools across the island to develop and nurture these athletes will be important.
We want to work in partnership with the schools. We want to ensure that we are reaching the widest reservoir of talent, and then we want to ensure that we nurture and give them the best opportunity possible by providing all that is needed to ensure that they are properly groomed.
The playing surfaces like the football fields and the running track where athletes train are essential and will also be developed. Developing more community sporting events similar to the Sports Development Commission's SDC 2020 Cricket League is high on the agenda of Minister Grange.
Community sports development is very important. Just like we have created the Festival of Arts, I want to see that happening with our sports program. And so we want to get into the communities.
There have been complaints from sporting associations in parishes outside Kingston and St. Andrew that their athletes do not get as much exposure as the ones in the corporate area.
It's not just about what happens in Kingston. Kingston is not Jamaica. And so my vision is to serve Jamaica and the people of Jamaica and the young people of Jamaica in the areas for which I'm responsible.
Sports Minister Olivia Grange. Ms. Grange is reviewing the reports from various sporting bodies with a view for improvement. She will be working to implement several new strategies to continue Jamaica's reputation in cricket, football, track and field, and a wide array of other sports.
Yes, man. I saw the place will look clean all the time. Me just wish say I saw Mr. Keith would have kept fame place. All them heap a whole sin thing them have thrown down. See how the rainwater say clean of them? Are them things they breed mosquito. Me I go tell himself he make we help him clean up.
You really are going to do that, Cherry?
Of course.
You have time.
You think say the mosquito them are going to hunger make Mr. Keith and left with coffee we had clean? All are we at risk of mosquito disease, like chikungunya and dengue, and the new one, we name Zika. So we better prevent mosquito breeding.
True, can we call him? Mr. Keith!
Mosquito prevention is everybody's business. Protect yourself from Zika. Keep your surroundings mosquito free.
A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.